No one saw it coming. Or a lot of people saw it coming, but just not the right people. All the signs were there, but no one read them right. There are a lot of different explanations for why economics couldn't prevent us from getting into the crisis we're in now. Cassie McClenahan, an economics student here at Stanford, talked to two economists to learn just what the dismal science can and can't tell us about the future.
I teach financial engineering at the Business School at Berkeley and was at the World Bank for a couple of years.
So how good do you think that economics is at prediction?
Depends on in what circumstances. In sort of relatively, quote, normal times, when, you're not in the middle of a financial crisis or about to run into one, it's not too hard because in sort of, you know, quote, regular times, those things don't move wildly. They move in relatively predictable ways. And when the world sort of changes dramatically in a short period of time, then it becomes extremely difficult to, you know, bring any kind of accuracy to what do I think is going to happen next month.
Okay, this seemed to make sense, but it was also kind of obvious. Things are easy to predict during predictable times. So I pushed him on it.
But doesn't that seem like kind of a cop-out? Like, you know, we can predict things when they, like, follow nice straight lines. But, I mean, fundamentally, like, most people can look at a straight line and see where it's going. You know, that I'm not sure you could argue that...
Sure. But that's the definition of uncertainty, right? If I can't, you know, if a big part of oil prices, for instance, is if someone blows up a pipeline in Nigeria, you know, the oil price goes up by 25%, that's an event that has some probability of happening, but if it, you know, whether it happens or not is sort of the definition of uncertainty, right? And sort of when that, you know, there's no way for an economist sitting in New York to say that pipeline's going to get blown up on Tuesday and therefore the oil price is going to go up, right? Or if he does, you should probably, you know, talk to that economist a little bit more and find out what he does on the side.
This got me thinking. In other fields where you're expected to make predictions, things often behave in reliable ways. The laws of physics never really change. If I drop a ball, it will fall at the same rate every time. But falling prices are another matter entirely. The rules of our economy are constantly changing. When you're dealing with the economy, you're dealing with the reactions and emotions of people, which are inherently unreliable. This is especially true in today's economic climate. So how can an economist be expected to predict things when there are so many variables?
The pipeline getting blown up in Nigeria is sort of idiosyncratic in the sense that you know there's some probability that it's going to happen, but there's nothing, no information I could use unless I sort of really know what's going on in that world and know people's plans to forecast when that pipeline gets blown up. The accusations flying around are, oh, well, you said things would go down, but you know, you said they would go down by X and they really went down by 100 times that much or something. And getting at that, get in such an incredibly complicated world, particularly in a crisis type of environment, it's just extraordinarily difficult to build a model that's sufficiently complex to take into account all of the sources of risk that we do or do not know about at any given point in time, and you know, come up with a good forecast of what's going to happen sort of in 6 months.
So it sounds like he's talking about two different kinds of unpredictable events. The first is like trying to predict a terrorist attack. Good luck with that. The other kind of event is really a combination of many events that we can predict, but all related together in an extremely complex way. So bear with me for a second. If we think of each one of these predictable events as a domino, we know it will either fall over or it won't. But then we set up a massive system of thousands of millions of dominoes. There's no telling what will happen if we knock one domino over. Maybe just that domino will fall. Or maybe...
These kind of complex, interconnected models that take into account huge webs of stuff are enormously computationally complex, and even though we think our computer technology is very fast today, it's really not for answering those kind of questions, kind of quantitatively with any kind of precision. And, you know, there are just sort of whole types of things that we don't even try to do as economists because it would take, you know, sort of from now until the end of the universe with current computing power to actually get, you know, the program back. And then there would be a bug in it anyway.
So from your perspective then, precision is theoretically possible, but not today.
Yeah, yes. More precision is theoretically possible. I don't know about, you know, sort of ultimate precision.
So the main thing I learned learned from Ben is that there are often just too many unpredictable variables to make accurate predictions. Some events just can't be predicted, like blowing up a pipeline. Other events could be computed, but only if you're willing to wait around until the end of the universe. When economists do make a prediction, they have to use very simplified models, and this simplification generates a lot of error. Maybe that's why economists often seem more interested in modeling past events rather than trying to predict what's coming next. But if that's the case, why form models at all? My talk with Ben was helpful, but it gave me a lot more to think about. I decided to try talking to my economics professor, Paul David, to see if he could clear some things up.
I'm Paul David. I'm a professor of economics emeritus at Stanford. I've been in the economics department since 1961, just a very long time. I came here in a covered wagon from the East Coast. I have done a good bit of work predicting things that happened in the past. That's not always easy to do. It's basically the same kind of work. It's trying to understand the structure of economic relationships and to do that well enough to be able to test your explanation by predicting something which you can see whether it happened.
Professor David seemed really into making models that explain the past, but I pushed him and asked him what his thoughts were on economists who make a living out of predicting the future. Here's what he thought about that.
We are talking about predicting different kinds of things, okay? The person who says repeatedly every month in their newsletter, the world is coming to an end, there will be a tremendous worldwide global depression. Well, this is like the clock which is stopped at 10 o'clock, and there's going to be a point when they get it right.
So he's saying either we admit we can't foresee the future, or we keep guessing until we get lucky. On the other hand, there is a very specific type of prediction that he asserted was valid, and it's very relevant to our current economic situation. This type of prediction doesn't tell us when a problem in the economy is going to happen, but it does tell us how to fix it. He explains with a light bulb.
I like to think about that in the following way. If I ask you, do you know when the light bulb on the bedside lamp in your room is going to burn out? You would probably say no, haven't a clue. I could tell you that it's likely because of the rule of the survival of light bulbs that the probability of its burning out is constant. At each moment of time, it could just flicker out. Okay, so you don't know when it's going to burn out. Now, if I ask you to tell me whether it's possible for you to fix the light bulb once it's burned out by replacing it, you would probably say, yeah, easy. And I could probably ask you, how long would it take you to fix that light bulb? Okay? There are a lot of jokes about how many people it will take you. Okay, so because we don't know when something is going to happen, doesn't mean that we don't know anything about the process once it's starting to happen that will make it happen, nor are we ignorant about the way in which you could remedy what's happened. It's not unlike that with a different kind of complex system like the economy.
This was starting to sound kind of like Ben's Nigerian pipeline story. In both cases, you have some event which has a probability of happening, but we don't know the exact timing of when the light will go out. But we now see that we do know how to fix it once it's broken. What Professor David is saying is also true of the current economic crisis. Even though economists couldn't predict the exact timing of the recession, maybe there is some wisdom in listening when they tell us how to fix it. So were there people who saw this coming?
Absolutely. There were a lot. There were people who were saying this, and some of them were academic economists. Inside every one of these banks, there were people who were saying, we have left behind all of the rules which used to control the amount of risk that we are taking. Central bankers who take away the punch bowl when the party is really going are not liked by the people who are at the party Okay, they get criticized. They get asked tough questions by the people in Congress, who the people whose punch bowl has been taken away, and so there's a tendency to not act on the news that we're now sailing closer to the vortex of the hurricane.
So it seems like maybe the problem doesn't lie completely with the economists. What my professor seems to be saying is that there are academic economists everywhere making predictions that could be useful. It seems like before the economic crisis, the warnings were there, but because economists couldn't state a specific timeline, and because their advice is often against what will help banks and companies make money, their predictions were ignored. It wasn't what people wanted to hear. It makes you wonder, would we be in such a deep recession if we had listened to the guy trying to take away our punch bowl? So here's what I learned. If we gave economists infinite time and infinite computing power, they could perfectly predict the economy. But they don't. So maybe people and economists alike should just stop worrying about when the light bulb is going to fizzle and focus instead on how to screw in a new one. Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be okay. Everything's gonna be okay. Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be okay.
Hey, you worry warts. Everything's gonna be alright. Or it's going to be, well, thanks anyway to our producers, Daniel McDougall and Cassie McClenahan, for that piece.